And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we have an awesome show for you today. We got the boys from the Fortune, Jake Kurtzma, and we got Captain Rick here. It's going to be a great show. We're going to be talking all things Fortune. Going to be a lot of fun taking your phone calls, talking fishing, and having a great time doing it. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Join us as we honor 76 years of Hall family shows at the Bart Hall Show, January 25th through 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center, presented by Progressive. Celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, international travel, off-road adventure, and the overland experience. Hundreds of seminars. Learn to trout fish the Eastern Sierras. Bass fishing legends from fresh and salt water will entertain you daily. Legendary anglers will celebrate our unique California offshore fleet from Point Conception to beyond the Mexican border. Learn to fly fish at the Fly Fishing Show within a show. Acres of boats, fishing boats, towboats, pontoon boats, inflatables, personal watercraft, and more. All under one roof. Make the deal of a lifetime. Enjoy the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Turner's Outdoorsman Ultimate Air Dogs, and the Convict Lake Great American Duck Races. Join CCA Cal for a special show package. Thanks to Accurate Fishing Tackle, Okuma, Bob Sands Fishing Tackle, Daiwa, and the Southern California Ford Dealers. The Bart Hall Show, January 25th through 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Details at hallshows.com. That's hallshows.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and looking forward to this one, Rick.
No doubt, man. Going to be a very fun show. And, you know, we mentioned having Jake and Captain Rick Russell in here. And, you know, who we didn't mention was here was also Captain Tim Ekstrom. And the reason we didn't mention Captain Tim Ekstrom is because Tim's not really on the show today, but happens to be here, but just for a little bit. And the reason is, Tim's just here for introduction reasons, because these boys are kind of part of a team that you helped assemble, and not new to the landing, but new to the boat. And, you know, kind of tell us a little bit about Jake and Rick and you know, this kind of new team that is coming to Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, we're actually really excited about it. Are we ready now?
We will be.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, we're up. We're actually really excited about it, and an opportunity came along. Jake has been working with us on Royal Star for a number of years. We're going on year four, I think, and when Jake started working on Royal Star, he was already a licensed captain. He came from the Apollo. He'd been on there for a while, ran the boat, and one of the things that Jake expressed right out of the gates was his interest in being a charter boat owner. You know, he never really, you know, if he he would have run Royal Star if the opportunity had come along, but really that was his future goal. So we set things in motion, and Jake, he learned a heck of a lot, as all of our guys do on Royal Star. Really a competent guy as far as his fishing ability goes. He's as good as any one of these guys that does this for a living and loves it. And he's got incredible mechanical ability, good instincts, great people guy, just a, you know, an overall, just a great guy who's got that youthful energy that is really required in today's day and age, especially with the local fishing, the bluefin night warriors, you know. I mean, he's got it all. He's the complete package, and when an opportunity came up to get into the Fortune, he was the go-to guy. I can't tell you how stoked I am that this opportunity has come along for Jake, following in the footsteps of all these young men now who have come off Royal Star and gone on to do great things and build their reputation on their own after you know, learning the ropes, if you will, with us. So once again, he's got our full endorsement. I got to also mention Rick Russell, who was on the Fortune before, and that just makes it it makes the opportunity that much better, because Jake, getting into his first boat, has Rick there who ran the boat last year. I think, Rick, you were on there all year?
Correct.
And were you there the year before?
I was not. Year before, I still had ownership of the Pacific Islander.
Okay. So anyway, Rick was there last year, and he did a great job, built a great relationship with the charter groups, and has a great rapport with the crew. So going into it, Jake has an epic right-hand man who knows the boat, and these two guys are going to do, I just know it, they're going to do a great job running the boat with, you know, each getting each other's back, either on the beach or shoreside with all the admin stuff, and then running the boat and running the crew. Again, I'm just excited about this team that's been assembled. I'm really excited about the opportunity for both of these guys, and I can't recommend highly enough, you know, because I know there's still some charter dates available, so I think this is going to be a winning combination.
You have seen a lot of people in, you know, in Jake's position, you know, come up the ranks of the Royal Star and then, you know, go on to run their own boats and have their own boats and have their own operation, whether it be the commercial side or the sport fishing side. And, you know, it's got to, you know, you a lot of years have, like, you know, seen that, you know, whatever that is, that spark, that ability in a person. And it was funny when the opportunity for the Fortune came up, you were very quickly to say, like, oh, this is the guy. There's no doubt. You know, you don't need to spend that much time, I'm sure, to know that, you know, this is the guy that's got it.
Yeah, and I know we've talked about it before on the show. This really is, it's high among my passion, is the ability to pay it forward and have a legacy of, you know, success following what all the efforts that we've put into it. And to me, this is the greatest example of it's the greatest. It's the greatest example of success that I can think of, is that we have, you know, a bunch of young guys that have gone on and applied what they've learned, and they're successful. Again, it's really it's a testament to our belief. There's only one other guy in sport fishing who has the kind of the same, and it's the one I learned from, of course, and that's Mr. Frank Lopresti. Yeah. He's done the same thing, and I'm living proof of it along with a lot of other guys. So, you know, I think it's our way of paying it forward again. And once again, I'm stoked for this opportunity for these guys. I don't want to steal their thunder. I'm gonna get off the mic and turn it over. But anyway. Go ahead.
That's the thing is, you know, the fishery is changing, isn't the right word, but the thing that's so cool about what's happening right now, and especially with this boat that Jake, you're now, this is your baby, is this has been a bluefin game these last couple years, and this boat, that Fortune, is so synonymous with just kicking ass on those fish. I mean, it's a great platform that just is always been known of, like, a you know, taking a limited load of people and doing a high end job of catching those fish. And that bluefin fishery, it's kind of, I mean, not that it's only a young man's game, but I mean, it's a nighttime high energy, and like, you fit that bill for it, man. And it's a cool fishery that's happening, and what a great way to step into a boat. And you know, I mean, like, to say it's a young man's game isn't fair, but man, it's no joke. Like you guys put some pretty serious time into it. It's a 24-hour fishery that's happening right now, and that wasn't the type of fishing that happened 10 years ago.
Oh yeah, no, we never stop. Like, that's part of it. That's what makes you successful in this whole game, is you gotta just keep grinding and grinding and grinding till something actually happens, you know. And when it does happen, it happens full speed. And a lot of it.
And, you know, I mean, we've all been, you know, lucky enough to have some great bites. And, you know, we fished with you on the Royal Star. And we fished with, you know, Rick on the Pacific Islander on the Fortune. And it, you know, there's been some great night bites, but it's not all nighttime fishing. And you don't always know what you're going to get. And, you know, you've got to, you know, you and your crew have got to be prepared for daytime fly line fishing and sinker rig fishing and nighttime jig fishing. And, you know, when you step on board the Fortune, you and the crew, you're at it. You're at it the whole time.
Oh yeah, we're at it 24 hours a day. That's what we plan to do, is never stop, always produce. You know, you got to produce. That's part of it.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the boat. I mean, the boat is, like I said, it's had a fantastic run of fishing. You know, fishing tuna these last few years. What do you guys plan on doing? Like, what's the load like? What's the length of trips? And kind of give us a little rundown about the boat. And is it going to be open party? Is it mostly charter? Kind of give us a little bit of rundown about the Fortune.
Our schedule is pretty mixed up right now, but we're doing like day and a half to 3 day trips mostly. So day and a half to 4 day trips is what we run.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. And you said you are going to do some open party.
Yeah. Yeah. We got our open party schedule up.
And it just went up
a few days ago. Yeah.
Okay. Which again, once that fish starts biting, which who knows how quickly that's going to start this year with water as warm as it has been offshore and things starting, like those dates are going to get gobbled up real quickly. So a savvy guy is going to sneak on and try to grab some of those, you know, weekendish open party dates now. You know, while they're still around. How does we find that on your website? Is that on the landing website? Like, where does somebody go to find the open party schedule?
On the landing.
Okay.
Yeah.
At on the landing website.
Yep. Fishermanslanding.com.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And in terms of the boat, what's the normal passenger load and charters like? What would you say is the ideal? If a charter group wants to get together, be a part of the Fortune, get a charter group together, what do you guys think is that ideal charter load?
So on our 2.5 and 3 day trips, we're doing like 15 people.
Okay.
And then on the day and a half to 2 day trips, we're doing 18.
Perfect.
Yeah,
that's awesome. And Rick, you know, you were on the boat.
Lighter loads.
Yeah, you were on the boat last year. Is that those 18 passenger trips very comfortable? That you know, that's so few people. I mean, especially with that big fish, it's got to be easier to work with, and you know, give you that you know, because it's not like you bring any lesser crew members to deal with that 18 people. You just give a better experience having fewer passengers on board.
Correct. You know, last year being on the boat, we did the majority of our charter groups brought anywhere, call it 14 to 16 guys. We did have, you know, plenty of trips where we had 18, and we had a couple groups that brought up to 20 or 21 guys. The boat fishes up to, I'll call it, 20 people just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, when we're fishing big fish, the lesser load definitely helps, but the boat, I would say 16 to 18 people is absolutely perfect on that boat. There's plenty of room for everyone to bring all their gear. There's plenty of bunk space with, you know, and a couple extra bunks for storage or whatever, you know, now with having to bring, you know, pillows and blankets and all that
stuff.
Sure. It seems like the gear bags or the duffel bags get a little bit bigger, so it kind of helps having that extra, you know.
Totally.
That extra bunk, you know, three or four guys pile up their suitcases or whatever the case. But 18 guys on a day and a half for a two-day trip is absolutely perfect. We got just enough lures in the water in the dark to keep the fish around.
That's a good
and,
point.
You know, we carry six crew members, you know, between two captains, three guys on the deck, plus a cook. And, you know, I mean, we're all doing the same thing. We're all out there when we're fishing. We're getting to know the people. People are getting to know us as well. So we carry the same amount of crew as this, you know, the boats that carry 35 or 40 passengers. And I think it's a huge, huge deal that we're able to do that.
Yeah, and a great group of guys who have worked together for now several years, and a well-oiled machine at this point with you know, with you two guys leading the charge.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah.
So Jake, what's your favorite of it? You know, there's a lot of facets to this bluefin fishery that we're doing and a lot of ways to catch them, and you know, this season is, you know, this last season has gave us up, you know, there was, yellowfin fishing to be had, and kelpin, and you know, and big bluefin, and school size fishing. If you know, if all things were at play, and you know, you got the opportunity to get to do everything, what like gets you the most fired up? I mean, do you love going to fishing those big ones? Do you love the action, trophy hunting? Like, what gets Jake the most fired up when you're getting to
go? Yeah, I like the trophy hunting. That's what really gets my blood going, you know, watching them blow up on the flying fish and the big fly line bites, you know, walking guys pull on them for 2-3 hours.
Totally.
That's one of my favorites. But I also like the nighttime grind. It's fun. We figured them out the last few years and kind of know when they make their mistakes, and that's one of the biggest times they make their mistakes is at nighttime.
That's cool.
And nobody better to learn from than the guy sitting next to us, right?
I'll tell you guys something else about that fortune that we haven't mentioned, but that... It's one of those legendary boats. All the way back to Tanaka, remember?
Found the right guy, dude.
Man, I'm telling you. It just, some of these boats, they just have something extra, you know. And obviously they've had great operators on there, great captains. But that boat, for whatever reason, the fish like it. They just do. And you know, it's the difference between, you hear that, you know, everybody say, oh, we got one, we got three, we got six, and fortune. Oh, we got eight, we got 12, we got nine. We got, you know, it's just every time, man, the fish just react to that boat well, whether it's the, you know, the electrical field, whatever it is. It's one of those boats that, you know, you got a little something extra when you're going on that rig.
And it seems like it's just that boat, through the lifetime of it around here, it's been synonymous with big bluefin. I just chuckled when you said that, yeah, trophy hunting big ones, that's my fire. Like, oh, of course it is. And of course you're the guy that is the next person to take the torch on the fortune. Like, it's just that rig has always been synonymous with doing great with big bluefin. Like,
yeah.
from the beginning. Like, yeah. It just always has. That's awesome, Jake. I'm stoked to hear that.
Yeah, well, coming from the Star and the Apollo, that's like what we did was,
yeah,
we hunted big ones a lot. That was what our people really wanted over there. And
damn right, man, I like it. it's gonna be fun. Well, Corey, we clearly have an awesome show today. Lots to talk about, lots to cover with these two guys in here. So much great information. And man, what's so wild with, you know, the offshore conditions, like, I mean, ending the way that it did. I mean, Tim, you can comment on this too. The you know, the Star's last trip ended up, you know, great fishing at Christmas time. You know, and I mean, there's such good fishing to be had so late, and everybody like is grinding on maintenance projects because the anticipation of the season getting started early is so high. Like, who knows when we're going to get rolling here?
I think if it goes the way it looks, and it has, you know, we've got a pattern now 3-4 years. These bluefin, they went down like they have these past 4 years, and they didn't go past Benitas. They stuck around in that area above there, and I would, unless, you know, some massive change happens that we can't even fathom, I would put money on it that they're going to turn around and come back up, and again, come March, they're going to be right back there outside Colnett, outside Ensenada, and they're just going to march their way up. We're going to have a strong May. We're going to have a strong June, July, August, September, October, November. I mean, I'm telling you, these bluefin, they're the most amazing. They're the most amazing blessing we've ever had, and we laugh about this whole albacore. It's like,
Alba what?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll take these bluefin. It's basically turned into a year-round fishery.
And they don't leave.
And they're the most amazing. I mean, could you think of a better game fish? You fish them at night. You fish them during the day. You fish them with a kite. You fish them fly line. You fish them with jigs. You catch them every way. There's not just, you know, it's not just a singular objective or a singular, you know, style of fishing. I mean, it's just so diverse. It's so broad. What an incredible fish to be focused on, you know, as far as our fishery goes now. And God bless them even more so. Obviously, the you know, all of the management strategies that were put in place have led to a boom in this fishery.
Totally.
I mean, it's unbelievable the quantity of bluefin that's out there. And I know we've talked about it, but you just can't even wrap your head around it. You think there's, like 2 years ago, there's no way there could ever be more bluefin in the ocean than what we're seeing now. And next year, there was twice as much.
Right.
I mean, and all things point to, there's going to be twice as much again.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The most bitching part about that whole thing is the Bight of California is the central hub their entire deal.
Where we live happens to be where they want to be.
Absolutely.
Where the groceries are, it's where the weather's nice, it's where the fishing is. Like,
yes. It's exactly why we're here.
Yeah, right.
I agree.
What's wild is it's the middle of January right now, and do you suspect that if you had a good stretch of weather and several of your colleagues and a few days to do it, do you think you could go? I mean, I know everybody's grinding on, you know, you got to do maintenance at some point, and then people are doing maintenance, and there's a couple boats doing, you know, long trips, but do you think that if you had a couple of boats to work with and good weather, could you go down right now and make a catch on bluefin?
100%.
Yeah, in the middle of January.
3 or 4 day trip right now, 100%, I'm confident you'd go down there and catch bluefin. We'd find them and we'd catch them.
How cool is that?
100%.
January.
Wow.
Yeah.
I dig it, man.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We're going to have a fun 2 hours ahead of us with Rick and Jake. And are you going to hang around, Tim?
I'm out of here. Good luck, boys. I wish you the best.
I'm going to
be back here next week. But you guys, this is an awesome team. And again, I wish them the best in the new endeavor.
Well,
appreciate it, buddy.
That's comes from a lineage of royalty right there, for sure. Thank you, Tim. Well, we're going to have the next 2 hours. And if you want to join us and got some questions or comments or want to talk bluefin or the fortune with Rick and Jake, join us, 213-432-1090. That's your chance right there. Or text us via the app. I know there's already a handful of texts that have rolled through, Rick, and such a darn popular deal, you know, texting the show. It's a one-way deal. Just to remind you, you want to make sure you leave your name and your telephone number so we have a way to contact you if you're lucky enough to win. Dude, the thing today, we give away so much cool stuff.
This is a rad prize. And before Tim boogies, I want him to comment on what a killer prize this is, because I know he knows these two dudes very well.
So, Tim, we're giving away a $125 blueprinting and service from Cal's Real Repair and Service.
That's legit.
Yeah.
That is way legit. So, and somebody's going to be very, very happy to take advantage of that. No matter what kind of reel you have, they make it better.
I just got to go up to Cal and Eric's shop. I was picking up some reels for one of our great customers and a buddy of ours, and got to do the whole tour of Cal and Eric's facility. And man, those guys, they're the wizards of what it is that they do. And they can take whatever reel you have and make it better. You know, and a lot of people ask, like, what the blueprinting is. Like, we get that question a lot. So that's what our prize is today. Somebody's going to win a blueprint service valued $125 from Cal's two-speed or Cal's custom-built reels. And basically what that is they pull your reel apart, whatever reel you have that's appropriate for what they do. It's lever drag two-speed reels, whether it be a Fathom, Metallica, Speedmasters, you know, something of that sort. And they basically pull all the reels out of the park, lay it on a bench, clean it, you know, put it back together, all that kind of stuff. But what they do is they match all of the parts and pieces together. So, you know, those reels are put together in large production, and if that reel, when it's in free spool, it by a couple of millimeters leans on the left bearing more than the right, it shims so that the spool is running perfect on two bearings. If the drag washer is cupped a little bit so that you're pushing on the top of the drag washer before all of it, then that's milled down so that it's perfect. They basically machine all of the parts in the reel so that everything is matched together perfectly, so you get more drag pressure, you get better free spool, your reel works better. Like, it just makes it run tip-top Cadillac, and like, you just wouldn't believe that your reel that was so good to start can be that much better. And somebody's going to get that service at the end of today's show.
Rick, if that wasn't enough, they're two of the coolest dudes on the planet.
I was just going to say the same thing. You think you're going to go up, there's going to be some crusty, grumpy machinist guy. Here's Eric and Cal. They're the warmest, most welcoming, sincere people. They're just unbelievable. I've known both of them forever, and I feel I'm among the blessed to have such a long-term working relationship with them. It's, you know, and even personal. I mean, I can remember Cal was on a trip on Royal Polaris with me. It was the last trip I ran on there. We caught the 34 over 200, 7 over 300, and I don't even know how many 200 pounders we released. But this was before, you know, the Spectra revolution. We were throwing over like 6 to 10 reels a day. you know, big ones that take all your line.
Meaning
going back, out on the backup
rigs. Yeah. Just throwing them over,
that's
meaning
right.
You took all the line, clip another rod to it, throw it overboard.
Right. And Cal was on that trip. And
As a passenger.
And every single night, he took apart every one of those reels that we threw over and redid them. Like, you know, we heated the drags in the oven. Every night, the guy was up, you know, three quarters of the night. And nobody asked him to do it. Nobody.
Yeah.
He's just like, no. We
got
to make these things right. I got this. You know, he had a table full of reels every night and just take them apart and make them just Thano again.
Pretty darn cool, Tim. Well, we're going to give away that $125 blueprinting service from Cal's Reel Repair and Service. I keep wanting to say Cal's Custom Two Speeds.
Cal's Custom Built Reel,
right.
What they call it.
There it is.
That's the thing. It was always Cal's Two Speed because they converted two speed reels.
Right?
Well, now everything's two speed, but they're custom builders, man. They're like, yeah.
So we're going to have Rick or Jake flip the coin at the end of the show to figure out whether that's going to a caller or a texter. 213-432-1090 is your chance right there. Or text us via the app. We're going to be right back on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Countdown to spring with exhilarating deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Power and Performance sales event from now until March 31st, 2024. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection and a Styron 3 Pro package to your purchase of a 115 horsepower and up, and receive a bonus $1,000 in dealer credit and half off your Styron subscription. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $2,000 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Upgrades March 31st, 2024. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added, a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hi, this is Bill Varney, and I'd like to invite you to the Bart Hall Show pre-show seminar on Friday, January 27th from 10 a.m. to noon. Cabo Surfcaster Wesley Broff will be joining me to discuss surf fishing from California to Cabo. During this CCA-sponsored event, we will be discussing rod and reel combos, rigging, baits, and finding fish at the beach. The seminar includes refreshments, an amazing raffle, and entrance to the show. As tickets are limited, save your seat today by going to hallshows.com.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power, and Shimano's Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Hook up! All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, the lines lit up that quick.
Yeah, totally.
Still one open, though, so it could be yours right now at 213-432-1090. Or text us via the app, and it's super cool having Jake and Rick in here from The Fortune. And what an introduction, right, from Tim?
Yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, whether that has to feel good, you know, knowing that the guy that you worked for saw it and knew, Jake, that this was the right path for you and want to put you in the boat. And, you know, that's some pretty kick-ass, you know, a good dude to have, know that you're the right guy to carry on a legacy of a great boat, man. That's awesome. Congratulations. That's killer to see.
Thank you. Yeah, it definitely feels good to have that push behind me, you know.
Totally, man. Yeah. No doubt. And obviously a great team and a great boat, and I think you guys are going to absolutely take this thing and run with it, man. Well, the phones are packed up again. Just like Corey said, if somebody wants to get through, talk to the boys, 213-432-1090, or send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. People are already lined up to talk to you, boys. We're going to get it started with a text. We had a great text from John in Rancho San Diego. It says, I've been really looking forward to this show today to hear about Captain Jake and Rick. When I hop on my first two-day trip in May, could you guys give me a little rundown of what the three rod and reel setups that I should bring? Also, does someone need to reserve one of the two staterooms on the Fortune rather than the bunk rooms? Is there an extra cost? Can't wait to come fishing with you guys. Gonna be a great season.
So what you're gonna want to bring is like a 20 to 30 pound rod, a 40 to 60, and then a bigger rod, 80 to 100, 130, you know, for nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be all the three rods you really need.
So kind of fly line, smaller, yeah, Kelpin rig, and then something that you, a bigger fly line / sinker rig.
Exactly.
And then your nighttime jig outfit. Okay.
Yep.
On your nighttime jig outfit, we've talked about it in the past, and I'd be curious to hear from both of you guys. Do you have a favorite? And it can for sure go either way. Like, there's not a right or wrong answer. Like, where do you fall, Jake, on, like, the... I mean, obviously, there's potential at giant ones, you know, 200-pounders on up. Like, where do you fall in the, you know, the larger piece of tackle you hook that fish on? Certainly, the easier it is on the angler and, you know, the better your odds of killing a big one. You know, your career on, you know, Royal Star and Apollo seeing big fish. But at the same time, the gear's got to be comfortable enough to fish with. Like, where do Rick and Jake, where do you guys fall on, like, what's the perfect outfit for nighttime fishing? Do you fall on real big gear, so you know when you do hook a 200-pounder, you got all the horsepower to get them done? Or do you go on the lighter side so it's comfortable to fish with all night? Like, what are your two favorite nighttime big fish outfits?
You want to, like, kind of fall in between there, it seems like. Like, the last few years we've, like, gotten into those jigging rods,
mm-hmm,
with the little fancy jig reels and stuff, and those rods really put down the power and the wood to them. You can pull really, really hard on those rods. And those rods are comfortable and light to fish all night. But if we run into 200-pounders and stuff, you want the big gear also. So,
that's a great thing, too. Where would you draw the line from the vertical jigging style rods, which would be the, you know, skinny, small blank, lightweight, like the true jigging rod, versus going to a rail rod big fish outfit?
Yeah,
like,
about 100-pounder or less.
Okay. 100-pound and less, you like a jigging outfit, fast,
yeah,
sports car.
Fast, you can work it all night long, uh-huh, and not get tired, you know, but when those bigger fish come around, you definitely want, like, at least a Talica 20 or something like that on a heavier rod to really get the power to them.
How about you, Rick? What's your favorite? Let's just say that there's triple digit fish on up. You know, like what do you like to put in your hands?
Me personally, I fish two different rods for the nighttime stuff. One of them is actually a Seeker 6480 XH that I cut down on both the top and the bottom. Three off the top, three off the bottom, and it's an all glass rod. I fish it with like a either an international, like a VIS X20, or I think there's a Makaira 15 on it currently. That rod, I would say, fish up to 150 pounds is just fine on it. I mean, we've killed numerous fish from, you know, small 20-pounders to multiple fish over 100 pounds. It's super soft on the angler. It's not super heavy. That was my go-to hook and hand rod. For me, if I got a chance to fish, I would fish like a 1x3 and a 16, a VISX 16 or a 20, or a Talica 20 type thing like that. I prefer the heavier rods. just for the fact of I just can't get the whole jigging thing down. I've tried it, and I just feel like I'm missing something somewhere. It's not for me.
Okay.
Again, yeah, but
it's an entirely different deal, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I've tried. I've watched. I've had people that are, you know, show me, and I just don't have it. I've tried.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm missing something there. So I stick with the old school, you know, rail rod type deal.
Heavy gear, take it out of gear, wait for the fish to stop you.
Exactly. And then I just lay the thing on the rail.
Wind him up.
Push the button and wind it up.
I like it. Jake, on that outfit, on the big fish outfit, the rail rod and the Tac 20 or whatever it is, what's the proper line setup for a guy? You know, so many ways to do that, and I'm sure you've seen all things, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we fish it all kinds of ways. We've fished straight spectra, 100-pound spectra, to the actual leader of your jig, you know. That works. It works good, but we like a little bit of, like, call it 50 feet of 100 or 130.
Okay.
To get that stretch
in
there.
Stretch.
Yeah. That seems to keep them on a little bit better.
That's good. That's good dope.
Yeah.
So perfect setup being 100-pound spectra and then 50 or 100 feet of
100-pound.
Of 100-pound and then a little bite leader to your lure.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Are you guys fans of marking the spectra or do you like colored spectra?
Oh, yeah. Your line has to be marked.
Okay.
You have to mark it.
That's
your line.
No longer like a suggestion. That's a you're,
no.
You're out of the game without it.
Yeah. Okay. You don't know where you're at without it.
And I mean, at this point, it's been enough years. You guys have seen all things. What's the best way for a guy to do that? Is it Sharpie marks? Is it the colored metered line? Like
Sharpie. Sharpie works really good.
Okay.
Yeah, just measure it out, Sharpie it, and then I would always go like 400, 450.
Okay. Because
out
you,
there. Don't mark it in 50-foot increments, though. Mark it in 100-foot increments.
Because it's too much to
track
of. Yeah,
you'll lose by the time it gets down there.
Okay. That's good dope, man.
The biggest thing with the colored line or the marked line, at least in my opinion, is when that lure is falling, if there's any sort of condition, you're kind of, you know, you might have 400 feet of string out, but your lure is not actually sitting at 400 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always told people, look, you know, if you hit that 200, 300, 400 foot mark, let it go another 100 feet or so, you know, give or take, depending on the conditions, of course, and the weight of your lure.
Oh, yeah.
And all that stuff. Because a lot of people think, oh, man, I'm at 400 feet. Okay, I got to wind up now.
Yeah.
I'm there. Why didn't I get a bite? And it's like, well, you got to take into consideration
the boat's
drifting, there's scope, stuff like that. So I like the if you are going to do the marked line thing, I prefer the, you know, like a white braid with a Sharpie.
Okay.
That colored stuff, to me, it's there's a lot going on there. There's a full rainbow, and, you know, I mean, yeah, it's nice. How many colors do we have left before we see that thing? Three. Okay, great. But I prefer the, you know,
yeah, the white line or Sharpie's the way to go.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good dope. And like Rick said, you'd always want to drop it. Like, if we say they're at 400, drop it to 500, you know, or you hit your 400 mark and just keep letting it fall for another 20, 30 seconds and then start winding.
That's good info. All right, one last thing, because, you know, you guys are the guys that not only see it all the day, but also, and I think this is such a big one, is you're the one that takes the hooks out of the fish, meaning, like, you see what worked and not just the theory. How do you like to hang your hooks on those nice jigs? We see everything. You know,
yeah.
We see chandeliers with 20 hooks hanging off of them. You see a big 7691. Like, what do you prefer your passengers now in the Fortune? You know, what's your favorite hook setup for the nice jigs?
On the bottom. Hooks on the bottom.
Two hooks on the bottom.
Yeah, either on the top or the bottom, but don't have them spread out because on, like, those big long nice jigs, when they get on the deck and they start flopping around, you got that extra hook waving around, it ends up bad news. Like, we had a big bad accident last year where we had to come in from a trip because one of our deckhands got it bad.
Yeah.
He got two in the arm in the top or one in the bottom and was just pegged to 150 pounder flopping around. And
sure,
it,
not a good scenario.
No,
yeah.
It was bad.
I think if you spent any time doing this nighttime bluefin thing, you've probably had some sort of hook wedged in you somehow, some way. And I kind of agree with that. I don't necessarily need see the need for a top and a bottom hook. You know, I mean, if you're fishing a small jig like the, what do they call them, the Eddie Bombs or whatever, you know, the sinker, that, okay, that's, you know, a top hook and a bottom hook if you want to go like that, like an assist hook and a treble hook. We've had quite a bit of success like that. But again, it's a small profile, so.
But you know, we always called it any jig 6 inches or less.
Yeah.
You can do wherever the hooks you want.
But it's funny because that's almost the one where it means less. Because a jig like that, it's down the gullet, and it doesn't matter, you know. Like,
yeah, exactly. I like a hook on the bottom. Either I started using those the 7-0 Mustad assist hooks, or just a regular 7691, like a 7-0 or an 8-0 7691.
Also,
you know,
another
J hook, and either one of them, in my eyes, one of those on the bottom, you're gold.
That's awesome.
Simple enough. And have most of the boats conform? Probably, huh? I mean, to that like longer knife jig, not having hooks at the top and the bottom.
I think just like Jake says, man, it's just it's. You know, the technique was new-ish a few years ago, and everybody finds their rhythm on what works, and you try different things, and then eventually you come to that conclusion that I think both exactly what you guys said, man. Those things are, you're going to get your bites regardless, and I don't think there's any lack of hooking fish doing it that way. You don't lose any number. You certainly don't lose any number where it makes a difference, and the safety factor is way better. And there, you know, we've heard plenty of people say that the disadvantage in having hooks and tops and bottoms of, you know, you can hook a 40-50 pounder and you get a hook in the mouth and then the other hook ends up in the peck fin somewhere
and you're pulling on it for 2.5 hours and it's a 40 pounder.
Yeah, you assume you had a 100 pounder and you're pulling on it for an hour and next thing you know it's because you were dragging them up sideways. And yeah, I think that there's a lot to be said with just doing them there. You know, we at the tackle store, we get our info from Rick and from Jake and from Captain Tim, and for sure the consensus of the fleet is exactly that. We rig all ours up that way also.
And it's crazy too, Rick. I mean, we've gone from 100 to 200 gram to 300. I mean, what? There's 400 gram jigs now? 500? I mean, it's just kind of the evolution, I guess, right?
Rick just like glossed over like one of the most important things there, and it's just you got to fish the condition. You know what I mean? And I would say the most common seems to be somewhere in that 300 to 400 gram size, because we tend to have, you know, like we said before, it's Southern California and we often have the similar. But you know, if it's extra breezy and a little choppy, you probably want to fish a little heavier jig and get down a little faster. And if the opposite is the same, you want to fish a little lighter. So I think that the savvy guy probably has some of the lighter and smaller and some of the heavier and longer, but yeah, 300 to 400 is probably about the sweet spot. Would you guys say that that's
Yeah, exactly.
Right, for the most part.
The heavier the wind, the heavier the jig. That's how it goes.
There it is.
It well, also, I think it depends on the size of the fish, too. We had plenty of nights where, you know, we start off catching better grade, call it 80 to 130 pounders, made that 300-400 gram jig just fine, but then you get on a school of those, call it 30 pounders. They don't like that big jig quite as much.
Okay.
So having, you know, having one of each from, say, 150 to 400 gram in your box is,
that's a good call.
Is definitely key.
I like it.
That makes a huge difference.
Why don't we jump into the phone, Corey?
I like the idea. Let's talk to John. John Colm from Dallas. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, John.
What's up, John?
Good morning, guys. The question to Jake is, how big is the boat and how wide is it? And then my other question is, when you do 3-inch drifts, what is the food like?
A little bit about the boat, size of the boat, and then what's your food situation like on the 2-day trips?
So the boat's 63 feet long,
and it's 20 feet wide.
Yeah, 20 foot wide.
Solid tag team.
Yeah. And then we're getting a new cook this year, so the food will be pretty good from my knowledge, you know. I trust this guy. He's one of my family friends, and...
Hey, that's cool.
Yeah.
Right on. Awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you guys gotten as far as charter wise? Going to do the meal plan? Going to do you know, just open galley? Is that kind of still to be determined? Have any thoughts that way yet, or is that still in the works?
Yeah. So any trip 2 days or less, we're going to do a meal plan.
Okay.
2 days or longer, meals are included.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's a sweet deal.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
And it'll be a long range style
meal package, whether it's, you know, meals included on the trip or open party, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, morning snacks, afternoon snacks.
Hey, okay.
You know, fresh fruit, stuff like that. So the same type of stuff you would see on a multi-day boat, you're going to see it with us as well.
An elevated program.
Exactly.
Yeah. Awesome. Good job, you guys. That's great.
That's a good one for sure. Hey, we're going to be right back. More from Jake and Rick from The Fortune. We'll return on the Let's Talk Cook Up app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Summer is here, and gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice that they have become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. Boy, talking about that big bluefin fishing, you heard it from both the boys at TAC 20, TAC 25. What a great size reel for both the ability of catching a big fish but still fitting in your hands, right? I know, Jake, you know, you talked about, you know, all that fishing on the Royal Star. I know that you guys fish those on there because we put line on them. And, man, you want to talk about some reels that have seen some abuse. Some of those reels that live on that Royal Star looked horrendous, yet still, I mean, just work time and time again. That's something we don't often talk about, but the longevity of Talica blows me away. And it's the same thing, you know, we use those reels in the rental room at Fisherman's Landing. And if you want to know what the lifetime, what four lifetimes of your Talica is going to look like, you could look at, you know, the TAC 20s that are on the Star, or look at the ones in the rental room, because they put those things through those paces, man. And it's the truth. Takes a licking and keeps on ticking, man. It's a great reel for your big bluefin.
Oh yeah, they'll be all white and corroded. Just keep winding. Literally how they go.
Yeah, drag is right, pressure is right, and a great option. So if you're looking for the right reel for a big bluefin, man, don't look past that Talica 20. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer, or check out more information. You can check out Shimano.com.
The sports shows are coming, and it's the best time to buy that new boat you've always wanted. West Coast Marine will have Parker and Camus boats, along with North Star inflatables, at the Bart Hall Long Beach Show and the PCS show in Costa Mesa this year, with some of their most popular models of boats and Yamaha outboards. Owner Nick Kelly will be introducing the latest from Parker, the all-new 18 center console at the Bart Hall show and the new 2420 sport cabin at the PCS show. These are completely redesigned Parkers built for our kind of fishing. West Coast Marine has a great inventory of Parker boats and Yamaha outboards at their shop on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, along with the finest service on Yamaha outboards and more. Nick will have several Yamaha-powered boats at the show available for you to check out. Be sure to go by the West Coast Marine booth at the Bart Hall Long Beach Show and the PCS show in Costa Mesa, or stop by their Costa Mesa location and see their inventory of new and used boats and Yamaha outboards. Check westcoastmarine.com.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. And if you want to join us this morning, we're giving away a $125 reel blueprinting from Cal and Eric up there at Cal's. Is it Custom Reels, Rick?
Cal's Custom Reels? Cal's Custom Built Reels.
Thank you. You'll probably have to correct me 20 more times.
All good, dog. I got you.
Dude, that's going to a texter or a caller. And if you want to join us this morning, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app, and there it is.
Yeah, lots of great fun. This portion of the show is sponsored by Terrafin. sea surface temperature chart. Focus your fishing on the most productive areas by using Terrafin sea surface temperature. They have temperature, chlorophyll, currents, and more. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can access your charts on your phone or any mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. And I wanted to go to the text. I had another really fun text come through. It says, good morning, guys. Really looking forward to hearing about more about the Fortune. I haven't had an opportunity to fish on the boat, but it sounds great. I was wondering if Captains Jake and Rick could give us a little rundown about their background and how they both got started in the industry. That's from Rory in Lakeside.
All right. Good morning, Rory. I started doing this when I was actually like 11 years old.
Nice.
Yeah. Started working on 1 and 2 day boats. It was the Dominator back in the day, and then kind of graduated from there and went on to yachts for a while. And from there, I started working on the Apollo. Did that for 4 years, ran it for 2. We fished from San Diego for 6 months and then Puerto Vallarta for 6 months, all big fish down there.
Is that when Jody had it? Or
Jody did have it, yeah.
Fishy as heck, right?
Yeah. And then kind of went on to the Star for the last 4 years from there, and then now here I am, you know.
That's awesome, buddy.
Yeah.
And
time flies.
And so your tenure's always been San Diego fishing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. And how about you, Rick?
I started up at Dana Wharf, up in Dana Point there when I started pinheading when I was like 10, and I think by the time I was like 12 or something like that, I got thrown onto payroll. And I did that for about 10 years, and then I made my way down here to San Diego, and I worked on various boats, relief, whether it was on the deck, in the galley. I got my license when I was 19 and kind of just stuck with it here. I also, you know, I've ran boats out of L.A., out of Newport, out of Oceanside, filling in, you know, never really stuck anywhere, just kind of the relief game. You know, who needs a guy? I'm here. Wasn't committed anywhere. And back in 2017, I took the plunge and I bought my first boat, which was the Chief. And I had that for a short period of time until we had a boatyard incident that unfortunately took it out. And then I followed it up with the Pacific Islander. I had that for 3 years and I sold that. And now I'm just working for Jake here.
Yeah, awesome. That's cool. Well, a great team, too. Like, and, I mean, just like Captain Tim said, like, I think that you guys just seem to meld so well together. It's such a rad boat that, you know, you had the, you know, such as, like, the perfect fit for each other. I mean, you know the boat so well. Seems like passengers and charter groups know you so well, and Jake taking the reins and driving. It's just going to be a really good fit for the both of you guys. And, I mean, let's face it, this fishery, it requires two people of your guys' skill set to do. You know, I mean, it's you know, we kind of touched on a little bit, but it's damn near a 24-hour-a-day fishery, and you got to have a guy that's comfortable fishing in the daytime and a guy that's comfortable fishing at nighttime. A night driver is no longer somebody that's, you know, puts the boat on the X and wake me up in the morning and I'll start fishing. I mean, that's no longer what that job is. You gotta have a guy that can sonar and fish, and, you know, some days the nighttime driving is more important and sometimes the daytime driving is more important. And how nice to have a team of two super capable guys like you now have on the Fortune.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely going to be nice having both of our experiences come together, you know.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, the long-range thing, it's really opened my eyes to a lot, you know, really taught me the reins to putting a lot of fish on the boat.
Yeah,
that's
no doubt.
Sure.
Well, you're sure on the advanced course for it on that Royal Star. Well, Corey, well, the phones are certainly packed up. Why don't we jump back into them?
Let's do it. How about Doug? Doug from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
I was wondering, at nighttime fishing, is it easier to see a different color line?
Oh, with the nighttime fishing, like the colored spectra. Yeah, I mean, is it easier with green or white or?
It's white is the best. White with black marks seems to really do the trick. You can watch the marks go out of like the tip of your rod. That's how you can really count the marks.
Mm-hmm.
Have them about 8 inches to a foot apart, you know. Somewhere in there.
And probably friendlier on the crew, too, right? I mean, you get a couple rod tips coming together. I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like green, you cannot see at all at
night.
Like, yeah, it's gone.
Anything dark.
Anything dark, yeah.
Dark green, dark blue, dark red, it's all... Yeah. It might as well be black.
Yeah.
It makes it very, very difficult, especially in the dark to see. But, I mean, even in the daytime, for that matter, it makes it difficult. White is the absolute best, and we all know that all Spectre brands have different flavors, or colors if you want it, but white hands down is the best.
There it is.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, well, cool. Let's jump, let's grab another.
How about John Cone from Escondido. Good morning, John. Thanks for joining us.
What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And Ricky took one of my questions as far as the meal plans and things like that. I was looking at your schedule, and so you guys don't really start till May. But if the fishing were to pick up sooner than that, would you guys open stuff up and so that we just have to pay attention to look? I fished on your boat, and it's a great fishing boat, so I can't wait to come in and give you guys some business.
Yeah, definitely. If fishing picks up before then, we will put some trips up. We also got some big boat work projects going on right now. So as soon as those get all wrapped up and we get her dialed in, we're going to put more trips online for sure.
Yeah, you said, yeah, you kind of glossed over some pretty massive projects. You said you're putting a new slammer in and doing some work to the house. What does all that entail?
Yeah, so we're redoing the roof of the fish hold. All that will be all new and bitching, and then the slammer had some leaks, so we're redoing all that as well.
And that boat too is unique too, like a charter boat, you know, 18 people. You guys do carry a lot of bait, you know, for a boat of its size and only 18 people. You guys carry a lot of bait in a really nice bait system. I mean, that's one, again, you know, we've said that boat has always been so synonymous with good bluefin fishing. Well, there's no such thing as too much good live bait for a bluefin boat, and I'm sure your bait system is one of the reasons that it is so great on there.
For a small boat, I mean, we carry 250 swings of bait,
which is quite a bit.
That's which crazy. Is for that size boat is huge.
Yeah,
I mean, it's having that makes the world a difference. Yeah. Obviously, I mean, you know, sometimes we're unable to take that much bait because it's not available, or, you know, obviously we've all dealt with the summertime issues, you know, with water temperatures and the bait doesn't live, but we do hold an absolute huge amount of bait for the size boat that we have.
And having the slammer, I mean, you're able to, you know, if there's 20 scoops of killer stuff left, you're able to put that in your slammer from trip to trip.
Absolutely. We've always, since I've been on the boat, we've always tried to keep bait in the slammer. Again, you know, it's tough coming in and out of the bay and stuff like that, but if we have any decent bait left, we do our best to, you know, to keep it going, feed it, make it happy.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, if you know, if the bait's a little smaller than ideal, but you have some killer big hook bait that, say, you know, just gives you that many more options. Save some, keep some, whatever it may be.
100%.
That's awesome. Great. Well, hey, a great call, and appreciate it very much. Another great text came through. This one was from Mike in Mission Viejo. Says, aside from big bluefin, Jake, what's your next favorite fish to target, both personal and for your passengers on the Fortune?
That'd have to be yellowfin tuna.
Okay.
It's because of the bite speed, how they get all boiling around the boat, and it's just a fun time, you know.
Good eating, too.
Yeah, good eating.
This last season, I personally was kind of impressed. I mean, the local yellowfin that had come in was...
Yeah, they're nice ones.
Was quality great.
Yeah, they've been 20 to 45 pounds consistently, you know, for the last few years, too, more than just last year.
So do you think, let me ask you this, do you think that yellowfin is still going to be viable like this year? Like, I know in December it hadn't pushed that far down, really.
I mean,
it was still kind of within the eyesight.
Yeah, that
right?
was wild seeing, you know, those after Christmas trips having big scores on yellowfin.
40 to 50 pounders.
Yeah,
right?
That was awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like usually every year the patterns I've seen for the last 16 years or whatever, you know, they've, like, the bigger ones swim through earlier in the year, and then you kind of get those small ones through the middle, and then back in the end, they grow again, you know.
Right.
Get that big push of them again.
But they came in decent size.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they came in as 30-pounders and and upgrade it from there.
This was a fun year of yellowfins. You know, I mean, we've all seen all sizes, and some years you catch some. You know, they're fun. They're fun, but you know, they're not the biggest ones, but they're aggressive. But man, this year there was some nice ones. You know, some of that fly line fish was 20 and 30 and 40 pounds even. Like it was that was a really fun crop of yellowfins to catch this year for sure. Like, you know, you throw a 25 pound fly line outfit and hang into a 40 pound yellowfin, like you've got a serious battle on your hands.
Yeah,
like
you're tussling.
Yeah, you're not winding that thing right to the boat. Like you've got a battle on your hands.
I think that was the thing too. There was plenty of yellowfin around, and a lot of the scores that came in might not have been as big as you would think, you know, or you know, people were thinking there wasn't as much fish. No, there was plenty of fish, but like Rick just said, when you hook one of those 40 pounders on light string, you've got a battle on your hands, and unless all the stars align, the chances of putting that thing on the boat are
it's a 50-50 battle.
It's a 50-50 shot. You know, I mean, we had plenty of trips where, you know, the amount of fish hooked was nowhere near what made it over the side of the rail. So that, you know, that's something to take into consideration with that grade of fish in the local zone.
And we talked about it, you know, a little bit last week. The trend on things is, you know, hook sizes are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. You know, I mean, there's no doubt that a smaller hook aids you in getting a bite. But on the flip side of that, a bigger hook stays in a fish a whole lot better too. So, you know, as hook size decreases and, you know, and top shot size keeps seeming to decrease, like, and you lose the stretch, like, all of those things aid in, you know, make it smaller hook and shorter top shot make it tougher and tougher still to put that fish on the boat. And you start putting light line in a big fish, like, it's not easy, and a lot of them start to go away.
Especially, I mean, not only the bluefin, but you start talking that better grade yellowfin.
It
falls right in line. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up. When we return, we've got fish reports. We're going to be taking your calls. Text them more when you turn on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now, you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Join us as we honor 76 years of Hall Family Shows at the Bart Hall Show. January 25th through 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Presented by Progressive. Celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, international travel, off-road adventure, and the overland experience. Hundreds of seminars. Learn to trout fish the Eastern Sierras. Bass fishing legends from fresh and salt water will entertain you daily. Legendary anglers will celebrate our unique California offshore fleet from point conception to beyond the Mexican border. Learn to fly fish at the Fly Fishing Show within a show. Acres of boats, fishing boats, towboats, pontoon boats, inflatables, personal watercraft, and more. All under one roof. Make the deal of a lifetime. Enjoy the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Turner's Outdoorsman Ultimate Air Dogs, and the Convict Lake Great American Duck Races. Join CCA Cal for a special show package. Thanks to Accurate Fishing Tackle, Okuma, Bob Sands Fishing Tackle, Daiwa, and the Southern California Ford Dealers. The Bart Hall Show, January 25th through 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Details at hallshows.com. That's hallshows.com.
There are certain places on this earth that are very special, and I am blessed to have a fishing lodge in one of them. Hi, this is Valerie Hillbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in Sandspit, Haida-Gwaii, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge embarking from the Sandspit Harbor, offering a truly unique fishing adventure from our fully enclosed cabin boats, untouched, unspoiled fishing grounds, stunning scenery, to the delicious meals, personalized service received throughout your entire trip. We strive to make your adventure an experience that encompasses world world-class fishing for Chinook salmon, halibut, lingcod, and so much more. Our goal is to connect you to nature through fishing, and that's just what we do at Queen Charlotte Safaris. You will be greeted warmly and welcomed at our well-appointed lodge. We'll receive you as friends and send you off as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family for many years to come. You will come for the fishing. You will come back for the memories. Give us a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or on our website, qcsafaris.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.